Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in His creation, throughout His creation, Allah has created so many without limit different creatures, animals, makhluk and insan, human beings. And if we look at all the makhlukat, all the creation, all the creatures, then every makhluk, every form of creation is different to the other. For example, on the example basis, if we look at nature, greenery, look at the trees. Now, tree is a tree. We cannot say that a tree is an animal. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala created animals. Animals are animals, and you cannot say an animal is a tree, a plant. So in the same way, every makhluk, creature, form is different. Insan, human being. The human being is a human being. You cannot say he's another animal. You cannot say he's a plant or a tree. And in the same way, we can use this example. But if we look at the nature, the plants, let's take a tree. Even within the form of tree, there are different forms or species. There's a date tree, there's an apple tree, there's a tree that grows something else, there's another tree that grows something else, or form of tree. But the root is the same, we'll call it a tree. We won't say it's an animal, but they're different. The same way, if we look at the animals in the world, there are different species and forms and creatures, but collectively, you will call it an animal. You won't give it a definition or title of as another form of creation. Human being in the same way is makhluk. And in looking, everyone's a human being, isn't it? White, black, yellow, brown, tall, short, different languages. But you won't say to a human being that he's an animal. You won't say he's a tree. You'll call him what? Insan, human being. Insan, human being. But amongst all human beings, there's a difference. Just like it's one form of creation, human being. But there's a difference. Just like the trees, different species, different forms, different types. They are trees, but they're different. The same way human being, we'll say human being. But there's a difference, subhanAllah. Insan, within insan, ashraf al-makhlukat, the superior form of creation. Where's the difference? And how is there a difference? This is what we need to look at. Now, on the outward factor, they're all insan, human beings. But where's the difference? Through the batin, the inner soul. Zahiri, externally, all the same. Doesn't matter. Black, white, everyone's the same, physically. But the batin, spiritually, is different to another person. SubhanAllah. The batin creates the difference between the human beings. The batin, the inner state. How? What is it? What is it in the batin that creates the difference? Is one thing. And that is to testify, affirm in Allah Ta'ala. To believe in Allah. Whoever gives shahada and affirms that our Rabb is one, wahdahu la sharik. And he gives shahada to Allah, he believes in Allah, he confirms he gives the confirmation of faith and he believes, then he, that human being, is different to other human beings who do not testify and confirm in Allah. They're different, just like one tree is different to other trees, so that human being becomes different to other human beings. Batini basis, inside eternally is changed. Yes, so that person who doesn't believe in Allah, he's on one side. And dhahiri, you can see then that person who internally is different, even externally you can see is different. The qualities change. The person who believes in Allah, who accepts Allah, those who confirm and those who don't, what's the difference? Is that the person who doesn't believe, then he takes Allah's creation as the Lord, as a creator. And the one who believes in Allah, he accepts Allah as Allah and he accepts the creatures as the creation of Allah. SubhanAllah, that's the difference. The person who doesn't believe, doesn't matter how intellectual he can call himself, high status, he's got aqal and brains, but what's the difference? The difference is that he then believes in the creatures and the creation as the Lord, as the creator. And his neck and it bows in front of everyone. He's ready, prepared to believe in everything as khuda, as God. Everywhere his neck is bows, submits. But that person who believes in Allah as Rabb, who is qaim, steadfast on his shahada, doesn't matter how weak he is in that, very weak indeed, but shahadat he has stated, he's believed in Allah, then his quality becomes such that even if he's on the mountain, but his neck and his body will submit to Allah. He does not prostrate to anything else, doesn't matter how weak he is. That's the difference with the kalim. That's the difference with the kalima. Look how much strength there is, power in the kalima. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. So here's the difference. Yes? That if we look at those people who don't, who are not steadfast on wahdaniyat, who don't believe in Allah, don't believe in the oneness of Allah, that individual, he makes everyone his Lord. He'll bow, submit to a tree, whatever is more maybe powerful than him, he'll say, oh, this is high, more powerful. This is very high grade. And this is also from Allah Ta'ala, big punishment. But the person who's accepted Allah, believed in Allah, recited kalima shahada, his neck does not bow, submit to anything else. Doesn't matter how weak he is. No power of the dunya can make him submit, bow to anything apart from Allah. And if he will bow his neck, and his submission will be only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a fantastic thing is the kalima shahada, and it creates such a big difference between the human beings. Otherwise there'd be no difference in the humans. No difference indeed. Now, those who recite the kalima now, so there was two types of human beings, everyone was equal, then those who recite kalima are different, and those who don't recite the kalima shahada, confirmation of faith, they're different. So now then within the people who recite kalima, there's also a difference. So then there are two groups within those who recite the kalima, there's two groups. How comes that is? Those who protect the kalima shahada and protect themselves from nafs and shaitan, he becomes different from those who do not protect themselves. Subhanallah. That's the clear difference. Clear difference. Next difference now level. He who protects his kalima shahada that he's recited, because it's a very big state of affairs. How does he protect himself? Our two enemies, nafs and shaitan, he protects himself from them. If he protects himself from nafs and shaitan, then he becomes totally different from that human being who does not protect himself from nafs and shaitan. In the world, his maqam is different, and in the akhirah, close to Allah, his maqam will be different to the other people. So what we realize, what we learn, that after iman, after bringing about iman, the next big step for a human being, the next big state of affairs for him, and brothers, these words that I'm requesting, putting forward to you, we are gathered for this very reason, that we are revising our lesson. It's not some new point I'm coming up with. The reason of this gathering, our sitting, is nothing else that we talk about fiqh and jurisprudence. No, here we come to revise our asbaq, our sabak, revise it. That what we've learnt, attained, are we coming onto the playing field totally? Or where are we standing? Which pillar of the deen are we standing at? Yes, so we are here to strengthen ourselves. That's what we're here about. That's what this is about. We're sat here. There's no other objective. May Allah Ta'ala instill barakah into this. Ameen. So this is the objective of the insan. That, for example, thinking about the dunya, world, it doesn't give us the time, opportunity that we sit here for a few moments and think about ourselves. Our deen, what's my state of my deen? What's the condition of my deen? What's the position of the deen, my deen? What position am I standing? If I think I'm weak, then how can I correct myself? That's what we're here about. That's what we're here for. So we need to see that which group am I, you could say, allocated to, or do I belong to? Am I that? Alhamdulillah, I recite the kalima. Okay, we're different. Then the next level down, am I that position? Am I in that grouping that they protect the kalima? That person who protects the kalima and who doesn't, there's a difference, like the difference between the heavens and the earth. So the objective of the human being is this now, that for us, the biggest point is this, that this kalima, we need to protect it. Allah's bestowed us this kalima, given it to us. It's not some minor thing, brothers. It's not some minor thing. So this is the definition of mujahada. To protect the kalima is defined as mujahada, and everything you attain from this as a human being. If in the correct way you do mujahada, you work hard and you protect, this is called ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, going on the straight path. If we protect the kalima in the wrong way, then I'll give you the example. Like, for example, you have a screw And if a person wants to open the screw, instead of opening it, he is turning the screwdriver on the wrong end of the screw. The sweat will come out, but he can't open the screw, can he? So somebody will come and say to him, look, what's going on here? He said, no, I can't open the undo the screw. I can't unscrew it. He's going, how are you undoing this? He said, like this. He said, who taught you this? If you use the right method, turn it the right way. When he turns it the right way, the screw, it comes undone. So experience that. So same way, if our mujahada is on the right track, right method, you're working hard to protect your kalima, alhamdulillah, then the conclusion you will start to see in the dunya, in this world. Those people who, alhamdulillah, mujahada, they're doing that with the fadl of Allah. There's nothing lacking in their lives. Allah Ta'ala says that I am going to fill Jannah with the people of Iman. Inshallah, we need to do this. So sitting, these words are for this purpose, so that we can, alhamdulillah, strengthen ourselves on these points and travel. Travel. So those people who, alhamdulillah, who have done mujahadat, working hard, islah. I'll give you an example. Great pious elder of his time, Aqabirin, from our pious elders, Ilmi Zahiri and Ilmi Batini both. Sheikh Shafi Balqi Rahmatullah Ali. Balqi Rahmatullah. Example, you can take anybody, because they're on the right path. So misals, examples, you'll get from many places, and you'll get the right example. From all of those, I've taken this Hazrat, because in my mind, this example came into my mind. Great Sheikh, great pious elder. Look, so how he was selected, his selection, that he had fikr and you had concern. He was a normal human being. And he said that somehow, how do we get to the right path? Just like I discussed with you and mentioned, same points. But anyway, so he started mujahada, working hard, great alim level from the respected scholars, is a level from the Sufis, is a great level. With regards to tasawwuf, his maqam is this, the Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, is from his khalifas. Think yourself, what a great maqam he'll have. And ilm al-zahir, the physical knowledge, 1,700 teachers he studied with to attain ilm, knowledge, from that time I'm talking, Balkh. He lived in Balkh. 1,700 Shaykhul Hadith of that time. Imagine the scholars who he attained his learnings from. Intensity. So he states, so now understand what is mujahada. Yes, the second level we're talking about, what is mujahada? Working hard. This is what takes a person reality towards iman. One is reciting kalma shahada. But when a person protects kalima shahada, then he attains the reality of iman. He attains the reality of iman. What is the reality of shahada? What does this mean? So to give this example, more than 100,000 noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, honorable companions at that time, and they had to present this example to the whole of humanity. Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it, that my every companion sahabi is like the star in the sky. Every sahabi is like a star, and whichever star you follow, whichever star's light you follow, it will take you to Sirat al-Mustaqim. You will not be deviated. What is it that they had? They had the same point. Kalima shahada was strong, alhamdulillah, of the sahaba. There was nothing else that they had. Kalima shahada was very strong. And that wherever through their hard work they attained success was due to the kalima shahada, the strength of the kalima shahada. That's how strong their kalima shahada was. So Allah Ta'ala made them an example. Subhanallah, the sahaba ikram. That take any companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had one common quality. What was that common quality? Kalima was strong. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr was Abu Bakr, not Siddiq at that time, was he? And this is the event of Mi'raj. This month it occurred. This event made him Siddiq. Subhanallah, Siddiq. Yes, three factors. That subhanallah, that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala attained through Miraj, he attained the nearness to Allah. What did the Ummah get? The subhanallah in Sajda, Miraj was attained for the Ummah. And Abu Bakr Siddiq, on his confirmation, Abu Jahl came and gave da'wah. He said, let's see what's this. this story. Let me ask him that your friend, look at this event that he's mentioning. Definitely will win him over now. Abu Jahl said, it's impossible what he's saying that he did this, that in this small amount of time he went to the heavens and he went to Baytul Maqdis. And he went through all the limits and came back and his bed mattress was still warm and the door handle was still moving and everything was present the same way when he left it. Who can believe this point? Oh, so today let's see how what Abu Bakr says when he hears this story. So he went and mentioned the event and said to Abu Bakr that he said, who's saying this? He said, your friend saying this, your Yar Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Sadiq said, if he's saying it, then listen. If he's saying this, then listen, that I can have yaqeen, belief in more words of his than this. With my eyes, morning and evening, I see Jibreel coming and going. So that is totally true what he's saying. There's nothing that I can say against that. I have total yaqeen and belief in this. Ha-ha. Here he said this. He confirmed this event, tasdeeq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens gave him the title Siddiq. Subhanallah. Laqab. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh. He stated that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman he gave to us, the iman that we've attained, if in front of us, if the heavens were opened up, the earth was opened up, the arsh was opened up, everything was unraveled, I can see Jannah and hell and paradise, but the iman that we've attained via the Prophet not 1% change will come in that. That's how mazboot and strong was the iman of the Sahaba. Not that, oh, we'll see it, oh, now we can see it, now we believe in him. Oh, that's fine now. Totally no need of any enhancement, he said, of our iman. After hearing and seeing from the Prophet and that whichever companion you take, that was their style. They did not need confirmation. The Allah's Nabi Sallallahu said this, haq, truth, end of story. End of story. No need for dalil and proof and elaboration and discussion. As Ali Karam al-Wajh. So this is iman, this is the shahada of the kalima, to testify and confirm the shahada, the kalima, this is the mazboot, the strength. So, Hazrat Shafiq Rahmatullah Alayhi, going back to the incident, the example, he said that when a human being gives shahada of the kalima and attains that, he said, I worked hard on this. He said, what did I do? How did I work hard on the kalima? He said that 4,000 hadith I selected to attain this. Then those 4,000 hadith, 4 hadith I selected from them. Then from those 4 hadith I selected 1 hadith and I did amal that I will attain the strength of kalima shahada through this hadith. Subhanallah, look how he worked hard. And how easy it was today. How easy it is for us today. These people worked hard, our paisalas. And look how easy it for us today. And even then we cross legs, sit down and give up and then we want dreams of paradise. Brothers, you cannot get the path without working hard. No, the mother would not give the milk to the child. She loves him, but Rabb, Allahumma Rabbahumma kama Rabbayna sayyidana, it's the mother who brings the child up. Allah has instilled the love into her. If that child did not cry, then he wouldn't even get milk, the poor soul. Allah has instilled the quality in the child that when you are hungry, cry definitely, O child. Cry and scream, then your mother will give you milk. Doesn't matter how much she loves you, it's your Rabb who enabled you to shriek so that you can get the food. Allah, subhanallah. Allah says that without asking the rizq, we cry and tremble. Where's rizq going to come from? Wealth going to come from? Money going to come from? Allah says, I've made your rizq run after you. There's no need for you to ask. How can I leave you hungry? How can I let you sleep hungry? Allah says, I am your Rabb, your creator. So mother, whose love Allah Ta'ala has given, there's no limit to our love. Allah's prepared for her as well, that you will have to set the alarm. Otherwise, don't have yaqeen in the love of the mother. Oh child, because the true love cannot compare to Allah. So my brothers, coming back. So without working hard, how can we think and imagine we'll get paradise, save from Jahannam, be saved from the Qabr Azab? These are great maqams, challenging thing. That if just to get a house in the world, how much we work hard, how much effort, struggle. After struggles, a person gets a house, a place to live. And even that, he gets it, but he doesn't like it. He says, oh, yaar, if it was a garage or a long garden, and in his heart he's not satisfied. But how long is that house going to be with him? Tell me, how long? how a person, he leaves everything when he leaves this world. Everything. But the permanent home, they're not homes, they're mansions, mashallah. Decorated, furnished, fully furnished mansions in which you'll get everything, even to this extent. You don't need to get married. The hoors are waiting for you there. They're waiting for you. So many hoors, after you enter, then you will see what occurs. And what is that permanent daimi that will not change, it will not be disappear. So that's why we've been sent to this world. Allah Ta'ala sent us to this world. As long as you live in this world, this is the effort and work you need to pay attention to. You'll be tested, you'll be challenged, just like there's a boat, it's left in the sea. And it has to get to the destination, the boat. And then it's in the ocean, the storms will come, the tides and the waves and the ups and the downs and the tossing and the turning. But the boat has to reach its destination, up and down, rough. But eventually it gets to its destination. So your hal is the same of human being in this world. Your hal is the same. The conditions will come, roughness will come, ups will come, downs will come, distress will come, ups and downs will come. But don't leave the boat of life which will take you to the destination. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. If you work, stop working hard, nice hard, I can't steer this boat, I can't get through this sea and the ocean, how will this, that boat won't take you, it won't get there itself, and nor will it take the musafir, the traveler. So we are like this boat. So never sit down and give up. That's enough, it's never enough. Until that straight path, ihdina siratal mustaqim, seek it, then work hard once you're on it. Without working hard, remember, very quickly the life of the human being passes. Today's day is gone, won't come back. How much effort we could have done. And if we've done effort in the day, then the ajr is present and we'll get it. Allah will not waste it. Because our objective, we're working hard for that. If you work hard for chapatis, bread, for clothes, for house, no ajr for that. We are doing it for our nafs, where Allah Ta'ala has promised for the rizq. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has said that for making efforts, you'll get my promises for you. We are so happy today. I worked hard. I was in my shop. I put stock there. This happened. I got 1,000 turnover, 2,000 turnover. Oh, in the night, I'm so enjoying it. In the night, he's intoxicated. He's laying down. And then the Malik al-Maut will come and knock on the door. Assalamu alaikum. Time's expired. Where are you running off now? Where will you run now? You can't go anywhere. That's it. So where's that nasha and intoxication, morning to evening, the time he wasted, his enjoyment, there was no genuineness in that. The first action in the morning, first action, prepare for your akhirah, prepare for your destination. Morning onwards, every action you do in the day, select the action. That is this taking me to my manzil, the permanent manzil that I have to go to. For those true permanent homes Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us, and those the paradise levels and the mansions Allah has prepared for us and the hoors Allah has created for us. Prepare for that. We have to change our direction. Rukh. Change the direction. So let's say, so he said, Rahmatullah, that I selected one hadith from all of those. One hadith I selected. And I put that into amal, practice. And I then attained the reality of the kalama. Subhanallah. What was that, brothers? What was that? What was the hadith on which he practiced, did amal, and he attained the kalama reality? He said, when I did amal on this hadith, what hadith was this? The meaning of the hadith is such, that when I did mujahid and I worked hard and I tried to attain the hadith told me what happened? That when a human being works hard and makes effort, then when that improvement comes in iman and shahada and his change comes, strengthen his iman, just like the example of the sahaba that's in front of us, that he comes to the platform of strength and reality of kalima shahada, that nothing in the world can alter that, can change that. He becomes solid and firm on the kalima. And how does that position come? He said that the sign of the position that came with my iman is the qalb-e mu'min, the heart of the believer, the state becomes such, subhanallah, that the qalb, the mu'min's qalb, the condition, the state becomes such that when haram is there, then he's afraid. He fears. And when it's halal, then it's sukoon, peace, mutashabihat, doubt, then he's trembling, trembling. I swear by Allah, this is the condition of the human being. Whenever your heart becomes into this state after working hard, when a person works hard then he attains the reality, and that becomes his halat, his condition. Hadith tells us this. That his qalb becomes such when there's haram in front of him. What does haram become for him? A nufal? Haram. He starts to tremble, become afraid. He sweats when he's going towards haram, when there's some invitation to haram, to accept haram, to stand in front of haram, to bring haram into his life. His feeling is a feeling of fear, afraid, extreme of fear. When a person's totally desperate, he's not satisfied. Inside is pinching him, chubri, pinching him like needles. I'm not doing the right thing. He's not satisfied. He's not happy. He's not content. Haram. And then halal on the other hand with that person, that person who, when he does actions for Allah's rada, whatever's halal, lawful, which is permissible, will be according to Sharia. He'll have sakina, contentment. Doesn't matter if it's less, if it's only a little bit, even if he's hungry, thirsty, and he's not got much wealth. But one thing you will see in that person, he'll be content in life, satisfied. He'll be always smiling face. If you ask him, how many days have you not eaten? He'll smile. 2 days. Friends of Allah, we say Wali Allah. What else have they got to their name? Their qalb, their heart is strong on the kalima shahada due to their efforts. They've attained the kalima. The reality, because it's so powerful, the kalima, alhamdulillah, that there's nothing greater than this kalima. As I said to you, there's nothing greater than the kalima for a person. Nothing greater. This kalima, example, when a person recites La ilaha illallah, then the pillar of the arsh, Allah's throne, starts to shake due to the recitation of the mu'min when he recites the kalima. The pillar of the arsh. So this is the reality of the kalima. That his body becomes such. That's who we term, define as the Awliya Allah. Are the Wali Allahs? How did they become Wali Allahs? What did they do? I give the example of Hazrat Shafiq Rahmatullah Alayhi. He did mujahada, worked hard after working hard. He said, when I saw what was the change, the improvement of the kalma shahada, that my qalb, when it was haram, when it confronted haram, it could not accept it. My finger could not move towards that. Even if he moved towards the haram, even if he started it, but he could not attain sakina, he'll say, Yaar, I've made a mistake. He'll be desperate. And when he embraces halal, goes towards halal, then nothing in the world can give him distress, sadness. He will not fear. He will not tremble. The biggest test will not be a test for that person. Automatically, Allah Ta'ala will instill sakina into that person's heart when he goes towards halal. And the third condition, mutashabbiha, they're doubtful, shall I do it, shall I not do it? There's a unique sign. He starts to shake, his heart starts to shake. He's not sure, starts to shake. And he explains to the heart, this is mutashabbihat, this is doubtful, not good for you, better if you leave it. Look at the sign of mutashabbihat. How many of us, we recite kalima inside us, do we have these signs, or any of these signs that when we do wrong, our eyes go towards something wrong, our hands are going to do something wrong, our tongue is saying something wrong? No, I've prayed Salah, I've done recitation of Quran, my brothers, all of that fine. But all of these things, if you ring it and get the conclusion, then have you got kalima shahada? Have you got the reality, or has not a percent of it come into you? Because this will be the sawal, the question, man rabbuka? This will be asked, who is your Rabb, who is your Rasul? Who was your Rasul? And from our mouth will come out one answer, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's what will come out of the mouth. If we worked hard on this point, yaqeen, and most definitely in this world, Allah's put dirt, impurities, nafs, shaitan, and hard conditions around us, and environment, and bad situations. But that's not an excuse. Alongside them, proud Allah has put the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Walk on that path, Allah says, then my help will assist you and descend to you. My rahmah will come and protect you. Subhanallah. Now, the situation is that we're in the world, we're not walis, we're not awliya Allah. What we need to do is work hard, make effort. So let's ask Hazrat Shafiq Rahmatullah Alayhi, that how did you work hard that you became so strong? The 4,000 hadith, from all of those 4,000 hadith, you selected a hadith and then you narrowed it down to 4 hadith. If I do amal on these 4 hadith, then you narrowed it down to 1 hadith that you saw and you did amal on this. Allah Ta'ala gave you such a great maqam. Such a great status from the awliya Allah. He was so great that once on one day, he was sat down and the army of the enemies came. And he was in his garden, orchard, and he had love for flowers. And he was smelling the fragrant smell from his flower. He loved it. The friends of Allah, they love all the creatures and the creation of Allah. Everything that Allah has created takes that wali Allah to Allah. When they love Allah, and through Allah's creation, they love the creation to get to Allah. They don't love the makhluk. They love Allah. Now remember, Allah Ta'ala's love is unique, beautiful. And because he had attained the reality of life, alhamdulillah, so everything that he saw that Allah is the creator of this. Everything that Allah created took him to Allah. Everything Allah creates, the wali Allah takes him to Allah, whether it's a fragrance or a physical thing. Everything is a sign of Allah. Remember this. That everything in the world that Allah Ta'ala has created, the wali Allah, when he sees that, he remembers his Lord, my Rabb, my Allah. His heart is beating to that point. Yes, this ishq. Is this some normal ishq? This is not some minor point. That, for example, you love your child and everything will take you towards your child. You're in the shopping center. You say, oh, for my son, let me buy him some sweets. He likes sweets. Don't you think like this? Yeah, mothers, they're going shopping. Oh, my son, my daughter, she really likes this. Let me buy this for her. She's shopping for herself, but her thoughts are going to where? Her thoughts are going where? Towards that love which is in her heart. In the same way, when a human being, after he does mujahida, when he travels to Allah and his kalma becomes strong, then his direction changes, and everything in the world is a sign that takes him where? Say loudly, Allah, towards Allah. That's right. Look, he's doing shopping, he's thinking about Allah. He's about to sleep, he's thinking about Allah. Whatever he's doing, he's thinking about Allah. He's in the dunya. Subhanallah. He's living in the dunya, but he's thinking about Allah always. Subhanallah. Your hands are in the dunya, but your heart is attached to your friend. The sign of the Naqshband, the Ula Salasil, the schools of the Abu Bakr Siddiq, through the order of Naqshbandiya. Subhanallah, if you do mujahida on this path, Naqshbandi Sisla, you attain this conclusion. Subhanallah. Because this is the silsila that came from Abu Bakr Siddiq. Just like you take the mango off the tree, then if you grow a tree of mangoes, you'll get the mangoes. If you eat the different species of mangoes, if you take the certain species of a certain tree, you'll get that taste. So, subhanAllah, the Sahaba Ikram, whichever action you take, if you take the fruit of Abu Bakr Siddiq, that will take you back to the Prophet ﷺ. Same with the other Sahaba. So we've taken the fruit of Abu Bakr Siddiq, so we'll get that taste till Qiyamah. Every fruit of all of the Sahaba are unique and different and take you back to the Prophet ﷺ. But subhanAllah, Allah's karam, that Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman. After Iman, He's given us Alhamdulillah, the silsila to take Him, to take us to Him. And He gave us the silsila of Siddiq Akbar. SubhanAllah. How Allah Ta'ala changed that direction and course. Otherwise, there are thousands of ways you could have gone here, there, everywhere. And all, alhamdulillah, they're all, mashallah, respectful. All of the Sahaba Karam are great. But Siddiq Akbar, he was unique because he was Babul Ilm. Was Az Ali Karam al-Wajh. If you go to Chishti order, then the other three Salasil, they go back to Az Ali Karam al-Wajh. But all the Silsalas, including the Naqshband Silsala, their taste goes to, subhanAllah, Az Ali Karam al-Wajh. Yes, that's where they end. That's one taste and one Chishti, Suhurwardi, Qadri, whichever Shadaliya, they will go back to where? As Ali Karamallahu Wajh. That's where they end. That's where they go into the ocean. But oh, Naqshbandis, our hal is ajeeb, unique. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Our hal situation is that we take both tastes, that when we progress, then subhanAllah, because walaya you cannot get without the seal and stamp of Hazrat Ali. So with regards to walaya, we get the faith from Hazrat Ali Karamul Wajh. But after that, we have to go to where? Towards Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So all of our efforts go towards the path, the practice of Abu Bakr Siddiq. So the Naqshbandi gets both. Yani Hazrat Ali Karamul Wajh's teachings enjoyment and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq teachings enjoyment. Say subhanAllah. May we give everything for Hazrat Ali Karamul Wajh. And Hazrat Sahib Rahmatullahi, that he gave, we took his hand and we got both enjoyments, alhamdulillah. Not that we don't take, no, because the path will go past him, but we don't stop. Then we go beyond that, because everyone else stops there, but we say, no, our journey progresses beyond this, beyond Hazrat Ali Karam al-Wajh. We are Naqshbandi, we will go further, and we'll get both things at that time, same time. SubhanAllah. So brothers, Hazrat Shafiq Rahmatullah alayhi was speaking about. So he did mujahida, he worked hard, he strengthened his kalima. And how did he do mujahida? How did he work out? Tell us, what did you do, Hazrat? The one hadith you took, and this hadith, you did mujahida, you made effort. How did you do that? He said mujahida was just on one thing. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu ma'as-sadiqin. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. Glory be to Allah. He said mujahida is this, that to strengthen the kalima, mujahida, the straight path is one indeed, kasrat dhikr, dhikr in abundance and company of the awliya Allah. Subhanallah. He said when you bring yourself to this path, when you want to strengthen your kalima and you want to take the result, what will that result be? Look how it's changing, improving. If you want to strengthen your kalima, strengthen your belief via the practice of the Sahaba, in the way of the Sahaba, you want to strengthen your kalima. That's Allah and His Rasul have said that they are my stars. Rasul said that if you follow their light, it will take you to my guidance. So on their footsteps, if you want to strengthen your kalima, you want to become solid and firm, then the sign of that is on that walking on that path, traveling on that path to strengthen your kalima, to do mujahida, to work hard, you need two things. Dhikr kathir, abundance of dhikr. And number two, the company of the awliyallah. The company of a wali of Allah. Qunu ma sadiqeen. When you take both of these things, then the effects will be what? You will feel that your heart will become like this. The haram, when it's confronted with haram, it will be afraid. On halal, it will be content and at peace and mutashabihat. The doubtful things, it will tremble and shake. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the definition. When you have this condition and feeling and emotions, then subhanallah, that event that I told you, that stayed behind, that he was smelling the flower, as a Shafiq rahmatullah, and he was sat there enjoying himself, then the enemies, they attacked, the army of enemies, they attacked. And when they attacked, then he was sat there, and he was smelling the flower. When the army came near to him, what did he see? That close, before they got close to him, they ran away, they ran back. And they couldn't even come close to him. They stopped, U-turned, suddenly, like there was a current. They stopped, they ran off. And he asked the person who was looking, huh? He said, Hazrat, Ajib man you are, the enemies are attacking, and the army was coming upon you, and you sat there with ease, smelling the fragrant flower, and he gave a beautiful answer. And this is the qalb, the heart which is content, true, solid shahada of the kalima. He said, oh man, give an answer, that you were looking at me smelling the flower. Did you not see that Allah's help from ghaib, how it took them away? Subhanallah. Do you not understand? Allah's help is ghaibi. He said, you saw me smelling the flower, but didn't you see that I was mutmain and content? Why was I smelling the fragrant flower? Because the action I had to do to make them go away, Allah Ta'ala on my behalf, He made them go away and go far and distant. Subhanallah. That, didn't you see that? Allah's help? He said, how could I be content without Allah Ta'ala's assistance? So this is what we need to remember. When a person's heart, when it's strong on kalima shahada, when he rejects haram, and when he walks and he travels on the halal path, mutashabihat, the doubtful things he leaves, when the qalb becomes strong on this platform, through what? Dhikrullah and sohbat awliya, company of the awliya. This is the path, the straight path, the Siratul Mustaqim is this, remember this. That person who follows this path, Mubarak, congratulations to that person. He has adopted the straight path. Mubarak. So then he has to work hard, extra hard. He's got the path. He's attained the path. Totally the right path, 100%. Dhikrullah and the friend of Allah, Waliyullah, Sobat company, if he's adopted that, if he's accepted that with a sincere heart and he's traveling on that, then nothing to fear. According to the Quran, he's attained the right path, the straight path, and totally he's attained the right path. Now what he needs to do is just do one thing, to have istiqamah, steadfastness on this right path. The enemy won't leave you, remember that. Your enemy won't leave you. You've adopted the path, you're on that path, it's the right path. And I explained to you the summary of my point here. The real message that I wanted to give to you is that we need to adopt the straight path. And what's the straight path? Dhikrullah and a friend of Allah, make a connection with him, friendship with him, islahi, spiritual. A person who has this connection and strengthens it, and he's istiqamat on that, he's got steadfastness, he doesn't shake, doesn't wilt, he's weak. Yes, there's no doubt, but his yaqeen is firm and he's strongly following the path and he starts to work hard, thinking this, that my enemy is not weak, has a lot of power, and he can deviate me anytime, he can attack me anytime, so I have to be alert all the time, I have to keep on following this path, keep on following this path, he'll try to deviate me. And when we see the enemy trying to attack us and come near to us, straight away identify that my enemy is trying to destroy me, this is the path I need to follow. Yes, and I'm not going to accept any message of my enemy. I'm not going to accept any message. There's many thousands of people in the world on one side, I'm on my own standing. But this is the path, and I'm not going to leave this path. And these tests come in a person's life. With me, that this has occurred, I'm telling you this. That even I adopted and I took this path, and there was no guidance. I could, for hours, I sit you down, explain to you, I'm speaking to you. But with me, I didn't have this environment. I had that environment, subhanAllah, I've told you, the Hazrat Shafiq Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi, he was smelling the flower, but he couldn't see that how Allah Ta'ala's help came. This is Allah Ta'ala's assistance, Allah's karam, fadl, his grace and bounty, that subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala, he protects his servant. So he shouldn't wilt, shouldn't shake. Yes, storms will come, tests will come, problems will come, distresses will come, ups and downs for women and men. But be strong, my sisters, my brothers, this straight path you've got, and you've got the straight path of Naqshbandi Silsila. If you work hard, make effort, and you go through the problems and difficulties, you get death, this will be Shahada death. Don't run away from this Mujahida. There's no greater Mujahida than this, let me tell you this now. It's not a small path, it's a great path that we're following. This kalima, affirmation of faith, we need to strengthen it and get it to that level that we've learned from the Sahaba Ikram, noble companions. That testified, just like Siddiq testified, he became Siddiq, subhanAllah, on the night of Miraj. That you are trying to deceive me? He said, you're happy, Abu Jahl, he said to Abu Jahl, you're saying to me that your friend couldn't have done this. He said, this is nothing what you told me. I'm prepared to believe greater things than this. What are you telling me? That you think I'm going to get scared and my iman will wilt? So what's the appreciation value? Allah showed this. He had qadr, value, appreciation that he's testifying here. And Allah made him Siddiq. And Allah gave him that status, that no other companion had that rank of Siddiqiyah. Does anyone else have this? No, Siddiq was he, one alone. They were all, but he is Siddiq-e-Akbar. Siddiq-e-Akbar, they're all Siddiq, the Sahaba, but he was Siddiq-e-Akbar, the greatest Siddiq. SubhanAllah. Not that they were all Siddiq, mashallah, all the Sahaba were Siddiq. Not that they weren't, but he is Siddiq-e-Akbar. Due to which reason? That his kalma shahad, Allah Ta'ala showed, illustrated. O people of Iman, you have to work hard on this Iman in the same way. So how can you say that in the world, doesn't matter what country you go to, what environment you go to, which condition you go to, what society you go to, what peoples you sit with, whatever you hear, doesn't matter how many fitnas come around you, what groups around you, how many people curse you and they reject you, but dhikrullah and sohbati awliyaullah, if you have the connection with the waliyullah, then nothing to be scared of. This is that path that will take you to that destination, which was the path of Siddiq Akbar. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So should we do this, brothers, make effort or not? Yes. So until this point, Allah has given us this now, already. So at least work hard on it then. If we should work this hard, much hard, that we should stick to this, adhere to this, don't leave it, even though we're broken down, but just keep moving. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala has promised that if you go on the right path, and you have determination, don't worry, the rest inna Allah ma'al muhsinin. Allah says, I appreciate your efforts. Ma'al muhsineen, condition, Allah says, Allah's put a condition in, that don't worry at all, every distress and problem, your boat will be about to sink, but I will give you the assistance, SubhanAllah. So that's it. So tests will come, challenges, illness, family members, outside, inside, distress, but keep looking at your heart, keep analyzing your heart, that I'm working hard, is this pursuit coming to my heart, halal and haram, mutashabihat, doubtful, are these conditions and emotions being instilled in my heart, alhamdulillah, then good news. Even if it's a small feeling, inkling, but it's happening, haram, no yaar, I don't want this, comes from your mouth, even your hand comes onto it, you feel like picking it up to this point, but your heart doesn't accept that haram is haram, brothers. Say it, I'm doing it by haram. I'm doing it by haram. Even to accept that, this is the generation. People say, what's this? What haram are you saying about? No, that's not haram. Are you mad? It's haram. Why are you saying it's haram? How dare you tell me, I'll do this to you, I'll close your mouth. I will do this to you, I'll do that to you. Don't tell me it's haram. Isn't this the generation we're in? Tell me. So in this generation, if people says, no, it's haram, it's really haram 100%, I am doing this wrong, but I accept Islam. Even this is a great, great status. That means that this path is having an effect on you. Positive. So if this happens, that at least one day then you will get scared and you leave it. You say, what's the point of this haram? I'm not getting any peace. Better than this is two chapatis. Better than two chapatis is half a chapati. Better say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. That's the condition to get. This is the feeling and emotion to get. And how do we know that what points Allah has given the signs to us, the qalb, the sign of the heart, the path Allah has defined, how to do mujahidah, tariqah. What else do we need as guidance in this life? What else do we need? Even then if we don't implement, then what else is there to say? Then there's nothing to say about that person. There's no hisab. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala allows us to be safe from nafs and shaitan. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on what we have discussed. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين طه يزين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد محمد النبي الأمي وزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطونا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.